Hey everybody, welcome to Bite Me Podcast episode 329. Apologies for not being here last week. I was sick.
Cliff sucks.
It was one of those, like, I'm like, hey, no worries, let's just do it on, we'll record on Wednesday and it'll be fine. And then I, like, didn't even go to work on Wednesday. So, I don't know. I'm feeling better. I don't know. It might just be allergies. My allergies are awful right now. We were looking, do you use AccuWeather, Cole? Are you familiar with AccuWeather?
I am familiar with, yeah. AccuWeather.
I was looking at it the other day and I noticed that they have, like, you know how they give you, like, hey, tomorrow allergy season will be high. Hey, tomorrow, whatever. One of the things they have is migraine weather. And I didn't need to know about migraine weather. Anyway, Colby's here. Dylan is not here. He might be here later. We don't know. We'll see. But if not, we wish him the best, I think. The best, right?
Do we? Yeah. I don't know.
Sure. We're going to talk about video games today. My wife asked earlier what we're going to talk about today, and I said video games. She said that was an interesting thing to talk about, like a good shift for us. We're going to talk about what we've been playing. We're going to talk about PlayStation and how they just hate money. And, like, I'm not going to say that their CEO's lying, because that's rude and... I don't know, that may leave you open to, like, lawsuits, maybe. I'm not sure. I don't understand how the law works, but I'm not going to say he's lying, but I'm going to say maybe he's talking to the wrong people. Korox, is torturing Korox wrong, Colby?
I don't know. I saw someone crucify one and I thought it was pretty funny.
So Colby votes no. You can finally get an HDMI adapter for your OG Xbox if that's something you want. You can replace the screen on your Steam Deck. Not quite yet, but soon. And that may be something you do want. Overwatch 2 isn't getting PvE. I believe that deserves a big round of boo. Sony is making... I wrote Sony is being an accessible control. That is not a headline. Sony is making an accessible controller. And Epic has a rewards program now. We got so many questions. We got questions. We got a question from Vinny, Cole. We got a question from the Vinster. We got stuff from Rich. We got two from my kid, Carter. Big Chappie threw in a question, and one from Prime Fan. We got some cheap free games. And then I'm going to take a nap. Once we're done with all those things, I'm going to take a nap. But why don't we start with what we've been playing? Colby, what have you been playing?
I have been playing video games.
I love video games.
I know. I finished Redfall, and nice. I liked it. I did not, you know, necessarily get what the hubbub was about.
So you wouldn't know what the hubbub bub is?
Nah, it had flaws, don't get me wrong, but, like, I still had fun playing it.
But who amongst us doesn't have flaws, Colby?
I don't. But, yeah, no, I liked it. I did not have a huge problem with it.
What do you think about it compared to Immortals Fenyx Rising?
I'm not going to say I hate Immortals Fenyx Rising, because I don't. But I kind of do.
Colby and I play video games together on Saturday and Sunday mornings for like 2 or 3 hours. And we sometimes play co-op games, but a lot of times we're just like playing games individually and chatting with each other while we do it. And Colby playing Immortals Fenyx Rising is literally like, I don't know if I want to keep playing this game. I hate it. And then it's just like a string of cursing for like 15 minutes. Like, I just don't know if I want to keep playing this game or not.
And I didn't.
You just repeat that for 3 or 4 hours.
I didn't want to play it. I got like the, you know, what is it? Sunk cost fallacy going.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I've already put like 25 hours into it. I might as well finish it. But I didn't enjoy finishing it.
Did you finally beat it though?
I did.
Nice.
I enjoyed... So I spent like 30 hours in that game and I enjoyed maybe 20 of it.
Yeah.
And even that enjoyment was kind of iffy. I like some puzzles and I like the combat, but there was a lot of goddamn puzzles and I didn't want to do them, but you kind of have to.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just like when I got to about the 25th hour, I'm like, maybe I should just stop playing because I'm not having fun. I hadn't played it in like, I don't know, probably close to a week. I'm like, that's not a good sign.
that's how I end up never playing a game again.
Yeah, but I kind of just powered through because I knew I was pretty close to beating it. And yeah, it's okay. I don't know. I'm not super thrilled with it, but I beat it, so there we go. Then I started playing Shadow Warrior 3.
How's that?
That game's real good. It's on Game Pass, and it reminds me a ton of the first Serious Sam, like when you first played Serious Sam. Yeah,
that game's so good.
Even to the point where there's those like suicide bomber guys in Shadow Warrior.
Love it.
It's just like
they're just not carrying their own heads.
No, I think they just have bombs for hands.
Who doesn't?
But like it's just completely frenetic chaos, like you're running, jumping, slashing, cause it's imagine Serious Sam but with a samurai with a katana. Yeah. And I mean you also have guns, but it's just like, you know, very fast pace. There's wall running and it's just fun. Just completely ignore the story. Like you don't need to know anything. I'm sure the story's just fine, but yeah, you're mostly playing because, you know, you can grab a person's head and squish it, and that gives you like a +100 health thing for some reason. I don't know. Don't know why, but it does. It
sounds amazing.
It's a really fun game and it's pretty short. It's only supposed to be like 5.5 hours long.
Oh, I might be down for that then.
Yeah, I would highly suggest it. Just turn your brain off and kill some guys.
I'll be honest, I barely turn my brain on these days. It's just too much work, to be frank. Let's see, I played... I'm still playing Dragon Age. I probably will be playing Dragon Age until I die. I think I'm like 33 hours into it. It's still good. I did put like an hour and a half or so into Diablo 4 though, and man, I was very much on the like, I'll just wait for Diablo 4 to get cheap. Like I want to play that game, but it doesn't matter if I play it tomorrow or in September. And it's really good, Cole. Like it's really, really, really good. It feels a little different than Diablo 3, but not like shocking.
Diablo 2.
It feels so much better than Diablo 2. It feels so much better. Oh, like just everything about it felt really good, and I liked killing things. And I don't know, like I obviously was just playing the, I don't remember what they called it, like the server bash or something stupid. And I don't know if like your characters will start out the same, but I played as a necromancer who like out the gate could raise up like 3 or 4 skeletons to fight with her. It was just fun. Like I just walked around killing stuff, me and my skellies, like doing all sorts of crazy killing. And the story seems Diablo-ish, but the cutscenes are.
Was just, Deckard Cain there?
I've not met Deckard Cain yet, but I'm pretty sure I will.
I'm pretty sure he died in 3.
I'm pretty sure he died in 2 as well, but I don't know if that's relevant. It was just fun, and the cutscenes are. Do you remember back when you'd see like WoW cutscenes and go like, "Oh my god, that was so cool," or like that Jedi. I don't
Star Wars.
Yeah, the Knights Star Wars.
Of the Old Republic.
Was it?
Yes, it's the Old Republic.
Oh, the old. Right. The Old Republic. Yeah, and you were just like, "Damn, I would watch a movie of that shit." Like That's how these Diablo cutscenes are. Just really cool. The opening one is just spectacular. I just had so much fun playing it. So, I don't know. It's out in like 3 weeks, and it was just great. I don't want to buy a $70 game. I really don't. Especially because like those games aren't super long, really. Like that's a, you know, it's $70 that you'll play over like 3 or 4 weekends, and I don't know if I'm still like the guy who would go back and beat it again and again and again and again. Like, I'm just not that person anymore.
I've beat three, like, at least three times.
Maybe that's the way to look at it, is I'll beat it now, and then, like, 3 or 4 years from now, I'll get the like, urge to play Diablo again, and then three or four years after that.
I want to play, like, something like Diablo, and you'll play, like, three games that are like Diablo, and you'll go, those are bad, and then you'll just play Diablo. Diablo
4 again, yeah. So if you break it down by the number of times I'll play that game, maybe like $20 isn't so bad. I don't know. It was great. I really recommend it. The lack of a mini map that we talked about a couple of weeks ago was absolutely not a problem either. It did not seem to make any sort of difference. Like, you could just pop it on and off, no big deal. I played it on the PC and it was fine. I'll probably buy it on the console just because I don't know, the game. Like, I guess the thing is. It's really weird to have played Diablo 2 a lot and then played Diablo 3 quite a bit on PC. And it just, like, it's a game where you click and you click and you click. And this one, I, like, loaded it up. I'm like, click, click, click. I'm like, that's not really how I want to play this game. And popped on a controller, even on my PC, and played it with a controller. And it plays awesome with a controller. Like, there's just no reason not to play it with a controller. So I'll probably pick it up for the Xbox, where I won't have to worry about, I don't know. I don't want to say that, like, I had to worry about performance, but there were definitely times when my PC was chugging a little bit, and I don't have, like, I got a pretty solid computer, so I don't know. It was great, though. Highly, highly recommend you look for it. I think it's out June 16th is, I think, the date, but maybe that's not quite right. It's probably, like, maybe the week of June 16th. I don't know. Thereabouts. Let's see. Patreon, fantastic people who support this podcast. We love you. You can become a patron by going to patreon.com/bitemepodcast. And if you are one of our $10 producers, you get your name said, which I'm going to do right now. Alan Schulte, Joe Cole Jr., Anonymous, and Rich Deacon, thank you very much for supporting us, keeping this podcast free for everyone else, and paying for, like, the stuff we use to make it. We appreciate it. All of our patrons are fantastic, and every little bit
except
helps.
Except that one guy. Who I'm talking about.
He knows who he is, or she. They know who they are. Colby, again, patreon.com/bitemepodcast. Cole, tell me this next word.
News.
God, you're so good at that. So, PlayStation makes video games. Yeah, I mean, I guess. Huh. I guess maybe Sony makes video games. I don't know. And someone asked Jim Ryan, the CEO of PlayStation, have you thought about maybe not waiting 2 or 3 years after a video game comes out in order to put it on the PC? And he's like, no, it makes total sense to wait 2 or 3 years to bring our games to PC. In fact, I often have the opportunity to ask game fans. First of all, do you ever refer to yourself as a game fan, yeah, Colby?
I wouldn't say I'm a gamer. I'm more of a game fan.
Yeah, number one game fan.
Often I say I'm a gaming connoisseur, but I think that sounds a little,
pretentious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, he asks game fans for their opinions. And when I ask them how they feel about the time lag, they often say they feel the release of a PC version 2 or 3 years after the release of the PlayStation version is acceptable. Hmm. I'd like to break down two things here. One is the word acceptable.
It's doing a lot of lifting.
Also, do you think when he talks to game fans, he's talking to PlayStation gamers that don't have a PC and they're like, yes, yeah, I feel acceptable. That's acceptable. I don't understand. Like, I guess there is probably a marketing argument to be said. You bring out a PlayStation game. If it does well, there's no reason not to get a little bump from it 2 or 3 years later, which probably gets people to buy the PlayStation version of it too. Like, you get to market a game twice, but you also have to pay to market a game twice. And I mean, I guess there's, like, that safety net of, if it sucks, you didn't spend time building it for the PlayStation and the PC. But I would also think that there is got to be like some efficiencies of building software for two platforms at the same time. I don't know. I just think that it just doesn't make sense to me. Like from a monetary standpoint, it doesn't make sense to me. And apparently it's acceptable, which is, I mean, on a scale of 1 to 5, acceptable is like a 3, right?
Yeah.
Like, acceptable. I don't know. But he's the CEO of a multi-million dollar company and I'm me. So maybe that's fine. But whatever. Cole, tell me more about crucifying a Korok.
It's just a Korok up on a cross.
Huh. Interesting. So Zelda, Link, Tears of the Kingdom. Is the full name of that? The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom came out a week and a half ago, I'm going to say. It's already sold 10 million copies, which is a lot. Like if anyone's keeping track, 10 million is a lot. That's how they measure it. A lot is somewhere between 5 and 15 million.
It's acceptable.
I believe it is the fastest selling Nintendo game of all time, perhaps. But neither here nor there. If you're unfamiliar with the game, there are these things called Koroks. And what did Clyde decide the other day, Cole? Are they canonically...
They're not canonically poop, according to Clyde, who's our chatbot AI.
I mean, I don't think Clyde would lie. I mean, he lies a lot, actually. But, I mean, that seems like kind of a weird thing for Clyde to lie about. Anyways, they're like these little leaf critters. And there's, what, 999 of them in the first Zelda, I think?
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's a lot of them. You just find them. They're under rocks and stuff, I guess. In the new game, though, for some reason, they're wearing huge backpacks. I haven't played the game, so I don't know why they're wearing huge backpacks. And they get stuck on their back, like... turtles, I guess.
If you don't flip them over, they die.
I guess. Do you have June bugs? Because June bugs get stuck on their back and they just die. I'm like, they're the dumbest bugs in the world.
So do cockroaches.
Oh my god!
Just wondering.
So dumb. We have both. Neither of them are great. So a cockroach can like withstand a nuclear blast, but if you flip them over, they die.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like poor engineering. They have wings, can't they? Like, well, I mean, so do June bugs, I guess.
So do June bugs, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Koroks do not have wings, and I don't know how they feel about like radiation. I'm not sure how that does for them. But because Zelda is a sandbox game with weird physics, people have started doing horrible, awful, terrible things to Koroks. Like Colby said, crucifying them. But like, you know, here's a TikTok of someone roasting them like on a rotisserie.
Yeah.
Here are 10 rockets attached to a Korok that they just shoot off into the mountain range. This one's, you know, they're burning Koroks at a stake. So I guess the question, Cole, is morally, like Koroks are living beings. I believe they talk. Is torturing a Korok wrong?
No, it's fine.
Are you sure? Like in canon, is it fine, or is it just like within your personal morals, it's fine?
Yeah, personal morals. I don't know about.
Like, do you think like Zelda's gonna find out that Link's been out torturing Koroks, and she's like, "My God, you dude. Monster!" No, maybe. Are Koroks part of her? Like, she's a princess, correct?
Yeah.
Are they her subjects?
I mean, probably.
I don't think this is going to end well. That's what I'm saying. Do you still have an original Xbox, Cole?
I do.
Does it work?
Yep.
I'm jealous. Mine broke right before I moved to Seattle, and I ever since then have regretted not thinking, like, maybe I could fix that. It was probably just the power supply. I turned it on. It made a popping noise. I'm like, well, I guess it's broken forever, and I recycled it. And I've always kind of regretted that because mine was, like, pimped out and like had a bigger hard drive in it and was soft modded and was really cool. Anyway, if you are like Colby and still have one hanging around, as of next month, you will be able to buy an HDMI adapter for it. So you'll actually be able to plug it into your big fancy TV. But that's interesting. But what's more interesting is each one of these HDMI adapters has three like Ethernet LAN ports in it. So you can actually, if you and three of your friends have portable televisions and all have an Xbox, and also buy this, I'm going to just like lay it out right now, very expensive HDMI adapter, you can all get together and play networked games, because like the Xbox live servers for the Xbox don't exist anymore, but you could have like an Xbox LAN party. Is that something you're interested in, Colby?
Hell yeah, play Fusion Frenzy.
Oh man, but Fusion Frenzy split screen, so you don't need to do that. Yeah. It's $190. Do you think is that worth it?
Oh, 100%. Okay. Going out to buy one whenever they release.
I'd say get two just in case. Like, you know, you don't want to have one break. Yeah, exactly. You could then also stream your Xbox, though, if that's something you've been wanting to do. Is that something you want to do?
Yeah. People on Twitch can watch me play that weird pirate game that I have, Legend of Black Cat or whatever.
It's pretty good. It's not really that great. It's okay. I'm very intrigued by this, because I have to assume that the number of people who would pay $190 to buy an HDMI adapter for their OG Xbox is like six people, maybe eight, but like, hey, a round of applause, I guess, to Eon
Those
Gaming.
Eight people are super happy.
All right, next up, Steam Deck. If you happen to have one of those like I do, and you're just can't handle the fact that it only has an 800p screen, which, I don't know, every game I've played on it looks fine and runs great and whatever. FX Technology Limited is releasing a replacement screen that gives you 1920 by 1200 resolution, so like full HD resolution. It'll probably kill your battery really fast, but it'll probably look great while you do it. The good news is, though, is they're only $100, which, I mean, is $90 cheaper than buying an HDMI adapter for your original Xbox. So I think that's how comparisons work, right, Cole?
Yep.
So it's a good deal. I can't imagine taking my relatively new $500 handheld and saying, no, I think I'm just going to pop this sucker open and put a new screen in it. But there are probably people
Fortune favors the bold, Cliff.
I just don't know why I need this, but I'm interested that it exists, and I'm intrigued that Steam created a platform that allows things like this to exist. So overall, I think it's a win, even though I think it's dumb. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next, Overwatch 2. I'm kind of pissed about this, Cole. Like, I don't want to play Overwatch. I have no interest in playing Overwatch 2 at all. And from what I remember, like, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't most of the reason that we got an Overwatch 2?
Two is so they could release their PvE.
Yeah, so we could have PvE. And now they're not going to. And we've played PvE together in Overwatch 1. They had those, like, special events, and they were super fun. Like, I really, really, really enjoyed those. Overwatch is fine, but I've never thought, like, hey, man, I really want to go play more Overwatch. But every time they did one of those PvE events, I'm like, dude, let's get some people together and play some PvE, because they were interesting. Like, I like those characters, like that world. I just don't like beating up other people over and over again in the same place. So I'm bummed about this. But according to Aaron Keller, who is one of the folks over at Blizzard, things rarely go as planned in game development. We struggled to find our footing with the hero mission experience early on. Scope grew. We were trying to do too many things at once, and we lost focus. The team built some really great things, including hero talents, new enemy units, and early versions of missions, but we were never able to bring together all the elements needed to ship a polished, cohesive experience. This has been hard for us, but as the director on this project, I have to do my best to make decisions to put the game and the community first. Does this really put the community first? Like, I feel like as part of this community that I was actually put second or maybe eighth. Anyway, even when those decisions are disappointing, in this case, I had trouble pivoting away from a vision that just wasn't working. And for that, I would like to apologize to our players and to our team. I'm sorry. I mean, I get it. Like, it happens, but doesn't Blizzard have, like, millions and millions and millions of dollars, Cole?
Yeah.
Isn't Overwatch 2, we talked about this, I think, last week. Didn't Overwatch 2 and Call of Duty make more money for them last quarter than any other games?
I believe so.
Yeah. Doesn't it seem like maybe there's a way to make this work? Like, it doesn't...
You would think.
I mean, didn't we play missions in Overwatch 1 that were PvE and had a good time with them?
Uh-huh.
I don't know, man. The world works in mysterious ways. I'm going to go, like, probably death threat some people, though. That's probably the way to get this fixed. Anyways, just bummed. We were talking about... Do you remember this thing? This is the second time this has happened to me where a game that I'm not excited about, the primary game mode, has a secondary game mode that I am excited about. We were talking about Fortnite Save the World the other day, and that never went free to play, and I don't even know if it exists anymore. And it was fun.
I don't know.
I really wanted to play that, and it just never happened, but yeah, whatever. PlayStation is making an accessible controller, and it looks like I don't even know how to describe what it looks like. It's a circle, and it has a bunch of buttons on it. I don't know. What does it look like to you, Cole?
That would imply that I've opened up this story.
God, I hate you. Yeah. I mean, like, good for them. I think it's fantastic that they're doing it. It's like a joystick with a bunch of buttons that attach to it. I really don't understand how it works, but good for Sony for making an accessible controller 3 or 4 years after Xbox did it. Like, they're really...
They got it done.
Coming in second. It does look kind of... It has that kind of the same Stormtrooper-y look that their regular controllers do. Like, and I kid, like, it's great to see this happening. I love that people are going to be able to... you know, play PlayStation games that maybe they couldn't before, but it also seems like maybe the time to do this was 3 or 4 years ago when Xbox did it, but good on them. Do you ever buy games on the Epic Store, Cole? Do you own any Epic Store games that you've actually paid for?
No. I was going to say I get them when they're free.
Yeah, I get a lot of free games off there. I think I bought... what's that PlayStation game actually that came to PC with the girl with the red hair and a bow and arrow?
Horizon Zero Dawn.
I bought that on the Epic Store because it was on. Brooke makes a good point. I also pretty much just described Brave, the Disney movie. But they like, once you get past the main characters, they don't really match up very well. I bought that on the Epic Game Store a while ago because it was on a really good sale. But the good news is, if you are a Epic Store person and you buy a lot of things on the Epic Store, they have a rewards program now where if you buy a game and hang on to it for 2 weeks without returning it, you get 5% of your purchase back. My guess is that that's their return policy, is you have to do it in the first 2 weeks, which is not a bad deal. So if you buy a $60 game, you'll get $3 back 2 weeks later, and that can be applied towards another purchase. So essentially, as long as you buy a lot of games, you're just getting 5% off of everything you buy, sort of. Is that how it works? I mean, that's a little bit. That's vaguely how it works. Your rewards are good for 2 years, which is long enough, probably. But like I said, it seems to be like a pretty good deal. I don't know. I don't know if it's enough to... I don't buy very many PC games. So I don't know if it would get me to like switch over from Steam. But at the same time, I'm not really all that loyal to Steam either, really.
You love Steam.
I mean, it's fine. But I'm definitely not one of those people that's like super in love with it. Like, I think Valve's a fine company, but I think they're also kind of screwed up. And I think Epic's a fine company, and they're also kind of screwed up. And I already have two launchers, so I don't know if I really, really care, honestly. Like, it's not really a big deal. So, you know, I guess the moral of the story is if you can buy a game for $60 in either place and get 5% back in one of them, why wouldn't you? You know? Makes sense to me.
You like Gabe Newell too much?
I mean, let's be honest, Cole. If you have to choose between Gaben and, what, Randy Pitchford?
Like, isn't he Gearbox?
Yeah, he's Gearbox. Who's the Epic guy? Todd Sweeney? Is that right?
Know.
Who? Let's see. CEO of Epic Games. Tim Sweeney. Tim I mean, Sweeney. He's an interesting guy. Like, he's not Randy Pitchford. He's not Randy Pitchford, which for Tim Sweeney is probably a good thing and a bad thing. Like, I think having that kind of chaos in your CEO is kind of, although does Epic own, Epic owns them, right?
Gearbox. Yeah.
I think so. So, I mean, you, if every five, every $60 you give to Epic Games, you give a little teeny bit of money to Randy Pitchford, which, I mean, depending on how you feel about Up Close Magic and the like, maybe that's something you should consider. I mean, I've never thought about it this way before, but I think I'm gonna think about it this way going forward. Do you remember that Zoom background that they released during the pandemic that was Randy Pitchford's house, and it was just like a giant open room with like one of those globes things that you like put your hands on, electricity shoots to you?
Vaguely.
I don't know. He seems like a wild and wacky guy that maybe has sex parties at his mansion, maybe. Allegedly. Yeah. Anyway, that's all right. Hey, you know what happens next, Cole?
My name's Vinny, and I got questions.
It's been too long since I had a question from Vinny. Dylan's not here. Like, he's probably the one who really rocks the Vinny accent, but that was close enough, Cole. I won't say anything bad about that. Vinny wants to know, what's one announcement that would get you hyped for this E3 summer game fest, whatever you want to call it, season? What's the big thing that's going to come out of whatever this nightmare E3 thing is that's going to make you excited, Cole?
That would imply that I pay attention to the video game industry.
No, I mean, I don't, but it's just something you want. What do you want, Colby?
I don't know. Come back to me.
I want two things. One, I think will happen. The other one, I'm confident will probably happen. One is I think they are going to announce Grand Theft Auto 6 this summer. It's already been kind of like there was an earnings call the other day saying like, hey, we're going to make lots of money in 2024, lots of money, as if we were printing it, which is a pretty good indication that
maybe they're going into counterfeiting.
Could be.
You ever consider that?
Absolutely could be. So I would love to get confirmation on GTA 6 because I am very, very excited for that game. But probably the more likely one is I'm actually really hoping that they announce like Game Pass for families or whatever they're calling it this summer for the United States, because I would like to stop paying for two separate accounts. Like, that would be cool.
So I want Red Dead Redemption, but the one of the E's is just a 3.
I would, you know what I would like, actually, like, I don't think that's going to happen. I would love someone to remaster Red Dead Redemption one. Yeah, and maybe the zombie bit.
Zombie, yeah.
Yeah, like, that'd be great. That would make me very happy. I don't think
that's ever going to happen.
I don't think so either. But man, that'd be cool, right?
Would be cool.
Super cool. Anyway, good question, Vinny. Our deacon wants to know, so besides setting up an envious gaming man cave like our good friend Hans, what do you do with older gaming systems? Do you keep your old gaming systems, or are they just like in a box somewhere?
So I store them in specifically made airtight containers. I actually store them in a Rubbermaid box. they're in Rubbermaid boxes, and I think I actually got all the parts and put them in Ziploc bags and then marked those Ziploc bags, so I'm doing pretty good, I think.
Why? What's your... Why do you keep them? Like, what's your thought process?
I used to play them all the time. But the problem is now is that they're not in my house, and I do not have enough room to bring two of the giant Rubbermaids into this house and store them somewhere.
Yeah.
But I do play them.
Yeah. I still have a PlayStation 3. I still have an Xbox 360.
I still have an Xbox 360 hooked up.
I have an Xbox one around. And I have like my Project Scorpio, and then like two PS4s. And I just can't, I can't decide if I need to keep them or if I should keep them, or I don't know. Like I've got, they're in my garage, which is probably a terrible place to put them, but whatever. And I got like all my, like my guitars for like Guitar Hero. And I was like, maybe it'd be kind of cool to like boot up Guitar Hero.
I wish I had the guitars for Guitar Hero.
Yeah. And
by so, that, I mean, I do, but there,
I don't know. I just can't decide. It's one of those things where they're not worth really enough to get rid of. Like if I could get like real money for them, like maybe, but it's like dealing with the hassle of eBay or whatever to make like $80 seems kind of meh. So I don't know, but at the same time, like they're big. I don't know if I'm going to store them. And you know, I mean, that's what I did with my Xbox. And then I turned it on, it went poof, and didn't turn on again. So I don't know.
I so want to play, like, I think it was Guitar Hero 2. What was the one with Freebird?
Might have been 2. Man, the Guitar Hero games are so good. Like, I wish they would just re-release those instead of doing... Like, the new ones are so bad. Like, they're so bad. They try and be, like, super fancy. I just want
to put that game on medium and turn my brain off and play some Freebird.
Mm-hmm.
Same. Maybe I'll move up to hard. I don't know. I don't want to get too crazy in here, but
we had so much fun playing that game, and I wish that it was something like you saw how those games evolved, and it's kind of like Overwatch to me. Like there was almost no reason for there to be Guitar Hero 2 and 3, like when you could have just released Guitar Hero and just kept updating it forever. And like I said, I've got the new one, and it's just bad. It's like got too many options. It's made by, who makes that? Activision, I want to say. Yeah. And it's like, it's got that like really awful Activision feel to it, where like every time you boot it up, there's like 25 pop-up menus you got to go through, and then you get to main screen and like, I don't actually know what to do. Like, have you played like FIFA or Madden recently?
No.
And like, all I want to do is just play a damn game of soccer, and like figuring out which of the options will just let me play a game of soccer. By the time I figure it out, I don't want to play soccer anymore. So yeah. I don't know. So the answer for me is they're in a box in my garage, and I constantly am trying to decide whether to get rid of them or not. And I haven't decided yet. So there's an Xbox right behind me over there. I don't know. We'll see. What's your, this is another question from Rich. Cole, what's your favorite, French fries, tater tots, or onion rings? That's like right? That is the hardest choice I could ever possibly make. Brooke says the answer is French fries, but I think she's wrong. Like, French fries are great. Don't get me wrong. I love French fries, but I also really like onion rings, and I also really like tater tots. You don't like onions. Of course you think onion rings are terrible. Onion rings are delicious. Like, a good beer-battered onion ring? Delicious. Delicious.
I do love tater tots, though.
Do you remember?
And I don't get tater tots a lot.
Yeah, I like tater tots a lot. Colby and I used to work by this place called the Taco Maker.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one time we went over for lunch and Colby got some tater tots, and the guy was like, do you want cheese on that? I guess we should really say that. So this is the owner of the Taco Maker, and he was dressed like a boat captain for some reason that day, and I don't know why. Yeah, often dressed that way. Yeah, he was very strange. But he's like, do you want some cheese with that? And Colby's like, yeah. He's like, do you want small, medium, large? And Colby's like, large, I guess. And they brought him out like...
A platter
of tater tots, just like covered in cheese. Like,
God, I'd love to have that now.
Oh my God, right? I mean, I still think about that day very fondly. Colby's like, do you want to help me eat these? I'm like... Yes.
Yes, I do.
I do. So like tater tots can be very good, but like good French fries, also very good. I can't choose, Colby. I can't. This is like picking my favorite kid. I mean, I only have one.
I would hope it'd be Carter, but
some days. Is Olivia always your favorite kid?
I mean, just by default, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, all I know is that I want some French fries, some tater tots, or some. What if you just get all three? What if you have like a grab bag of
with cheese on top, except for the onion rings. I don't know if they'd be good with cheese on them.
I'm having a hard time imagining onion rings with cheese on top, but I could imagine a world where like you somehow fill the inside of an onion ring with cheese as well.
Yeah.
That could be pretty delicious. Yeah, I don't think cheese would be bad with onion rings. Anyway, I just want all of them. I can't pick. I'm sorry. Carter, speaking of the devil, wants to know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how edible is your favorite game? He says, for instance, Minecraft is not very edible. It has too many sharp corners and rocks. It's like a 4 out of 10. How edible is your favorite game? I guess, do you have a favorite game?
Red Dead Redemption. I don't know. It's got a lot of horse meat in it.
Yeah, I don't think you should eat that. Like, it's like... It's got a lot of horse meat. It seems like you could probably get like dysentery really easy.
Probably.
You know, if you don't cook it well enough, like you're probably going to get worms.
Yeah.
I mean, that strikes me as like a 2 out of 10. I mean, I think you should be frank. Like if you transported yourself back to Red Dead Redemption time, probably just eating would make you sick.
I'd be dead instantly.
Yeah, you would. You would not. You would not do well.
Like, where's your guys' air conditioning?
It's really hot here and dirty. Do you have a bath? I'd like to take a shower.
Why are you guys wearing pants? Do you not know about shorts?
Let's see. What's my favorite video game? Brooke says Pac-Man. And I think Pac-Man would actually be pretty edible because she's like, it's got the fruit. Ghosts.
Got ghosts. Ghosts are edible.
Do you think ghosts taste good?
I assume they taste like those cheese puffs that aren't Cheetos. But like without flavor.
Like flavorless cheesy poofs. It's like eating like when you get a package and they come with those packing peanuts that are made of starch.
Yeah.
Like they're edible technically, but you probably don't want to. Yeah. So Pac-Man's like probably like a 6 out of 10 because the ghosts don't taste very good, but there's like all the cherries and stuff.
Yeah.
Makes sense. What game would be a 10 out of 10?
I don't know, like Cooking Mama.
Cooking Mama. I'm thinking Fruit Ninja. what about Kirby? Like he just eats everything, and he seems to enjoy it.
But would you be eating Kirby? Because I don't know. He probably tastes like a marshmallow.
Like probably a strawberry marshmallow.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. Pretty good. Second question is, who would win in a fight, Colby? A square, a triangle, or a circle?
I think we all know the answer is a square.
Explain your logic, because that was not my choice.
Well, then you're just wrong, Cliff. And no, I will not explain my answer.
Okay, so my theory with the triangle is that it's the pointiest. So
square has 4 pointy sides, Cliff.
Yeah,
triangle
but
only has 3.
Yeah, but a triangle is way pointier. Like I mean, especially like if you think like an isosceles triangle, that's a pointy end there.
I'm still gonna go with square has 4 pointy ends.
Yeah, Brooke's theory is that the circle might not be able to win in a fight, but it could probably get away the fastest, so it could go on to fight another day.
True.
It's logical at the very least.
So the circle is a coward.
Circle is a coward, but alive.
Maybe the X is good. It's got arms. It's swing.
Big Chappy wants to know, what are you looking forward to this summer, Cole? Doesn't have anything to do with video games. What's your summer? What's your big summer thing?
I go to Lagoon a lot.
Lagoon is pretty great. Tell us about Lagoon, Cole.
It's like a local theme park.
I would say regional. I would dare say regional.
Regional theme park.
People come from
Wyoming, Idaho,
Montana,
places that there isn't a Six Flags closer.
Yeah, yeah. It's been around since like the
130 years.
Yeah, I was gonna say early 1900s, but late 1800s. Yeah. At one point in time, they had the biggest pool in the United States, I believe.
They have one of the oldest wooden merry-go-rounds that's still... There's only like 10 in the United States.
Interesting.
That's one of them.
They also have one of the oldest wooden roller coasters
in the US, I believe. They do.
It's very fun, but slightly terrifying. My English teacher saw Jimi Hendrix there and the Beatles, I believe, in the 60s. So, anyways, Lagoon's great.
My wife saw the Monkees, I believe.
Oh, I do love the Monkees. I've seen them in concert as well, but not at Lagoon. So, let's see. What am I looking forward to this summer? As a Florida resident, probably the end of it. Because it's, we've already had days where like the heat index here is well over 100. And it's May, and there will be a number of days in the middle of the summer where the heat index will be well over 110. So yeah, there's not really much to look forward to here in summer.
Humidity.
Yeah. There's the humidity to look forward to. With summer comes hurricane season. Hurricane starts in 8 days. So hurricanes are always a good time. There are a lot of concerts at Epcot over the summer, which are a lot of fun. You just have to deal with the humidity and the hurricanes and the extreme heat. So, and the rain, a lot of rain. It's been so rainy here the last 2 days, like just constant rain and thunder. So, you know, summer's fine, but I really prefer winter here. My work, and like, bless them, like it's a super nice thing to do. They're like, hey, we have summer Fridays, and so that means that like you get to work, you kind of get, you know, your stuff out of the way, and hopefully you can leave work by noon on your Fridays during the summer. And I'm like, could I have winter Fridays? Sound far better. I could get off and actually go to Disney World instead of getting off work and going like, oh wow, It's 113 out in the sun. Maybe no. Anyway, summer's fine. Did you know there's a new Starship Troopers game coming out, Cole?
I was unaware of this until...
Prime Fan wants to know what you think about it. I did not know it existed, and I can honestly never remember which movie Starship Troopers is. Is that the one with the bugs?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've only seen it once, and it's been...
It's good. You should watch it again.
It's probably been 20 years. Easy 20 years. So... What would you play a Starship Troopers game called? Tell me about the Starship Troopers game you want to play, and I'll tell you if that's the one that's coming out.
I mean, it would probably just be like, what are those Earth Defense Force games? You're just killing lots of bugs. And I think that a Starship Troopers game could be fun. I think it might lose some of the, I don't know, social commentary, but...
Interesting. So Starship Troopers Extermination is a 16-player co-op FPS that puts you on the far-off front lines of an all-out battle against the bugs. Squad up, grab your rifle, and do your part as an elite deep space Vanguard trooper set to take back planets claimed by the arachnid threat. Yeah, something tells me you're not getting the social commentary in this game. But I don't know.
I wonder if it's based more off the book or the movie.
I didn't even know there was a book, so...
Yeah, I think Heinlein wrote it.
Oh, really? Interesting. Yeah. Anyway.
I don't think the book necessarily has the social commentary either. Huh. I think it's just the movie that was very much like, we're going to turn this into a fascist thing.
Interesting. Yeah, no, I mean, like, looking at the videos, it looks okay. Maybe a little... It doesn't look maybe quite as next gen as maybe you'd want something to look, but it looks fine. Apparently it's very positive and has a 9 out of 10 on Steam. So if that's your jam, it's only $25. So go shoot some bugs.
I guess I should say satire of fascism.
Yeah. I mean, as opposed...
Would you like to know more?
Sure, please.
That's just from the movie.
Oh, well, in that case, no, then. That is questions. We are done. Cheap free games this week. Like, I don't know exactly how this is going to work out, because I think this one expires before this podcast comes out.
So you're saying I should go get Death Stranding?
You should go get Death Stranding right now. The next one comes out like tomorrow sometime, I think. Or
suck it.
Yeah, maybe Thursday morning, but it's a mystery game. So I hope you got Death Stranding, and if not, I'm sorry to inform you that you missed getting Death Stranding. Bummer. Not the first time it's been available, so maybe you already have it. I already did. Let's see, Game Pass. We're going to go back in time a little bit because we weren't here last week. FIFA 23 came to EA Play on cloud console and PC on May 16th. Eastern Exorcist came out May 18th. I don't know anything about Eastern Exorcist. It's a game. It's a stunning 2D side-scrolling action RPG set in a fictitious Eastern world. Looks all right. Like I like 2D side-scrolling action RPGs. Ghost Lore came out on console. I don't know anything about that either. Bunch of games that came out.
Mostly, I pay very good attention to
and you missed this.
Remember Ghost Lore.
It's an East Punk action RPG where you fight monsters from Southeast Asian folklore. It's inspired by AARPGs such as Diablo 2 and Titan Quest.
Oh, I did see this, yeah. It's a game preview.
Yeah, pixely looking. Looks all right. Ooh, that was loud. That one looks pretty all right. Superland 6 inches under was a surprise drop, and people seem really excited about it. I think I played the first Superland, maybe.
Yeah, I did too.
Seemed all right. Planet of Lana is coming out today. This game actually looks really good. It's like a cinematic puzzle adventure game. Looks fun.
Cassette Beast coming?
Cassette Beast comes out on the 25th.
I thought it was only a PC.
Nope, coming to console on the 25th. Massive Chalice, which is from the folks at Double Fine. It's been out for years. I mean, it came out a long time ago, but that's coming to cloud and console. Railway Empire 2 comes out May 25th on console and PC. And Chicory, A Colorful Tale, comes out May 30th. I actually have almost bought that game a number of times, and I guess I just waited long enough, which is nice. You're a dog, and you color things. Looks real cute. Let's see, leaving this month, so you've gotten like another 8 or 9 days to play this. FIFA 21 is leaving. Evil Genius 2 World Domination is leaving. Lawn Mowing Simulator, god damn it, is leaving. Floppy Knight and Europa Universalis 4. I have kind of a new, like, mild addiction to watching people mow lawns on the internet.
Is it the dude that goes in most people's lawns
for free? Like, yeah,
for free.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've seen him on TikTok.
And I don't know why. Like, I hate mowing lawns. Like, I pay someone to mow my lawn because I hate it so much. Who's here? Did a good job today. But at the same time, I'm like, man, like mowing lawns for free for people seems great. Like, what a great public service. And I don't know. I'll watch a lot of lawn mowing videos. It's weird. We got a couple Humble Bundles coming. We have the May Multiplayer Madness Bundle and the Luck. Let's see, what's this one called? Luck of the Draw Roguelike Deck Builders game bundle, which is, if you could just create a bundle that I have no interest in, the Luck of the Draw Roguelike Deck Builders bundle would be the one. For $20, you get Fights in Tight Spaces, which actually looks really good. But like, I know I would hate Beneath Oressa, Alina of the Arena, which I don't know anything about, but I like the rhyming. That's nice. Tainted Grail Conquest, Chrono Arc, Luck Be a Landlord, which I have to admit being slightly interested in, and Dicey Dungeons, which I actually heard is really good. So that's 7 games for $20. May Multiplayer Madness is $12 for 7 games. You get Destiny 2 Beyond Light, which I think is like one of the DLCs for Destiny 2. Borderlands 3 Super Deluxe Edition, which, man, I want that game to be good, but it's not. Gloria Victis is a medieval Mamorpig with New Beginning servers, which I don't know what that means, but sure. Pulsar Lost Colony, Midnight Ghost Hunt, Northgard, which you played. Did you play Northgard, Cole?
No.
I thought you had. And Generation Zero. So
we played that.
Yeah, we did. It was slow, really slow, but good. 7 game for $12, not too shabby. And then finally, Switch Online is getting Super Mario Advance, Super Mario World, Super Mario Advance 2, and Yoshi's Island Super Mario Advance 3 on May 26th. I have literally no idea which of the bundly things you need to have to get those, because Switch Online confuses me even though I subscribe to it. So
they're all, wait,
I think they're all SNES games, probably.
See, I thought some of those were GBA games.
I have no idea. I don't think I've ever played a Super Mario Advance game, so I'm not sure. Anyway, if you have Nintendo Online, check on May 26th. If you have, if they're not there, then you need better Nintendo Switch Online.
Get the better Nintendo Switch Online.
Get the better one. That's all I can say. I think that is us for today, Colby. You have anything you want to chat about? You got your window fixed. That was nice.
Woo! Got my window fixed.
Good. I installed 3 ceiling fans this weekend. So that was nice. We are Bite Me Podcast. You can find out more about us at bitemepodcast.com. You can see social media things. I mean, not updated ones, but we're there if you want to like talk to us on it or something, I guess. I don't know. Facebook.
Our DMs are open.
I guess.
We won't check it.
We will not check it. Facebook and Twitter, Instagram.com/BiteMePodcast. You can come hang out with me, Colby, and Clyde on our Discord server.
Oh, yeah, Clyde.
Clyde got real weird this week. I don't know what happened to Clyde, but he went from being the most like pretentious, like centrist, annoying thing in the world to be like, I don't know, drunk. He's like giving spoilers of things in channel. He was like, "Hey guys, how's it going?" I'm like,
he wouldn't help me crossbreed a pigeon and a Komodo dragon though.
Did you just get him drunk?
I don't know. Yeah. I wasn't quite sure. That was I was hoping Clyde, you know, an all powerful AI, would help me with.
I think the lizard would have to be the female for that to work. Otherwise, it would just be a snack.
I mean, like, I think they kind of evolved somewhere around each other. Like, it should work out.
It should work out fine. Anyways, bitemepodcast.com/discord to chat with me and Colby and Clyde. Patreon, patreon.com/bitemepodcast. And I've got to think that's probably everything.
I was going to call it a Pidgeymoto.
Oh, that's a great name. That's a really great name. Tim is in the Discord right now asking if I should get a walloping. Apparently, I deserve it. Anyway, that is us. Thank you, Colby.
Bite me.
Is that a Christmas card behind you?
Yeah. My kid made it for me.
It's nice. It's real good. All right.